Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Thursday, June 1st. I'm Ray Graff. Joining us this afternoon is massage therapist and physical therapist Laura Brown of Capital Region Therapeutic Massage. You know, I don't believe we've ever had a massage therapist on this program, and I have many, many questions. Laura has over 27 years' experience in physical and massage therapy and is here to answer my questions and your questions. If you have a question, call 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can reach out via email, voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org is the email. The number is 800-348-2551. Massage, Laura Brown, and your calls coming up right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today's a little different from the physical therapy shows we have done over the years, and we've done many of those. Today we learn about deep tissue massage with massage therapist and physical therapist Laura Brown of Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park, New York. Laura has a master's in physical therapy and is a licensed member of the American Massage Therapy Association with over 27 years' experience. Laura also offers CalMare treatment, which we'll learn about in this hour. If you have a question about deep tissue massage or whatnot, give us a call. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But the number again is 800-348-2551. Laura Brown, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, I've checked the website out for Capital Region Therapeutic Massage. It seems like such a cool thing. I have never had anything like that. I've never had need for it. But this is a little different than, you know, you go to the casino, you get the wife a massage. This is therapeutic. And try to give me a little explanation of what deep tissue massage is, what it's supposed to do, and how it helps your patients.
Okay, well, the beautiful thing about massage is that there is one out there for everybody. So if you want to have a casino massage, a spa massage, you know, for relaxation or stress relief, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But what I do is therapeutic in nature. So what I do is I have people that come to me with a problem or a condition, and they may say to me, Laura, I can't turn my head, so it's making driving very difficult, or I can't get my arm up, you know, I can't get my shirt on over my head.
Yeah.
And so I have projects. So that's the wonderful thing. I have projects. Yeah, I have something to work on because I have a goal of getting that shoulder to move. I have a goal of getting them to turn their head and making a real difference in their life. So I love what I do, because if you get a spa massage and you want another one, you may or may not get the same person again.
Right.
And at my office, you're always going to get me. So I get to build off of what I did the last session, and I get to see that progress.
Well, massages in general terrify me. And when I hear the words deep tissue involved, it sounds rather dangerous. Explain what deep tissue massage actually is.
Oh, isn't that dangerous?
No, are you sure?
No,
okay.
It's the best one.
Okay.
It's the best one. Generally, people out there are walking around really tight with really tense muscles. They're overworked. A lot of us are having tech posture, so we're holding our bodies in a really bad posture all day. So deep tissue is that kind of massage. It's just what it sounds like, but it's not scary.
How deep is deep is kind of my question.
Well, it's as deep as you want it to go.
You're going down to the bone?
No. Well, the bones that are superficial, yeah, we might work the muscle down to the tendon where it attaches to the bone.
Yeah.
But you're in constant communication with your client, and I make sure they feel comfortable that they can always tell me, you know, this is good pain, because with massage, good pain, good hurts happens a lot, and nope, you can't breathe through it. That's a bad hurt. So you're always in constant communication, and then we're going to find that right rhythm.
Yeah.
And then deep tissue is just getting to those deeper muscles, because we're layered like an onion. So
what do you mean?
We have our muscles are overlapped, and they're overlapped from outside to in, and they're overlapped from top to bottom. And so we have to get through those superficial layers to get to the deeper layer. But it's all that takes some time. That takes warming up of the outer layer of muscles, the fascia, the tissues. It's not scary at all.
So how do you warm up the fascia and the tissues?
With superficial massage, we have things like effleurage and friction, and we might add in a hot stone or a heating pad or something like that. So we'll meet the client where they're at. So if they're walking into my office stone cold, we're just going to go real slow, work our way in deep. So it's not scary at all.
Are there many people that walk in your office who are like me who get a little squirrely about the idea of a massage?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
And how do you allay those fears?
Well, we just have a conversation before we start. The client is always the one in charge, so there's nothing that's gonna, you know, you can stop at any time. You don't have to. People don't have to have their massage the way I would want their massage. The best way to get a massage is for you to remove your clothing and be under the sheets.
Right.
Some people want to leave all their clothes on and be on top of the sheets, and that's fine too. It's my job to adjust to what you want,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna have a conversation before you ever walk into the massage room and get on the table. You're gonna be eager to do it.
Laura Brown is our guest today from Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park, New York. The number to call is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org, and we'll get to the phones and the emails coming up. You know, I'm just curious. You have been doing this quite a while now, and you do have a master's in physical therapy. What made you sort of make that leap? Now, we've had Matt Goodemote on this program dozens of times. He is a great physical therapist. I don't believe he's a massage therapist. But what made you make that leap? What inspired you to go the massage route?
When I graduated and started doing physical therapy, I was kind of surprised, not in a good way, at how I thought I was just going to go in and put my hands on people and do my little magic and make them better. And I found out that I was being told by insurance companies what I could combine in a session and do and not do. And it was a lot of paperwork, and it was a lot of, and I just, you know, I kind of got a little bummed out by how much I was doing that I didn't want to do and how much I wanted to do that I wasn't doing. And what I really liked to do was the hands-on work. And so I decided a massage school opened up in the area, and I said, it's put up or shut up time, so I'm going to go. I'm going to get my education in massage, and I'm going to start doing this because that's what I want to do. There's nothing like, I am a tactile person. I like putting my hands on a problem. I'm a sucker for any kind of show that has a before and after, where they put the picture side by side and show you. So I like making the before and after picture.
Okay.
I love the person all tight and grouchy walking in and leaving me in a state of bliss. So
I'm just saying, but let's just hope you're not tight and grouchy by the end of this program. I hope there's no pictures of that. The number to call here is 800-348-2551. Laura Brown joins us from Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park, New York. How do the two disciplines, physical therapy and massage therapy, sort of meet? There has to be that point in one's course of action. If you're at a physical therapist, will a physical therapist ever say, look, you need to go to a massage therapist for this? This will help you.
Yes, they do that a lot, actually, and it helps them in return, because there may be some productivity that they can't meet because the person's just so tight. Maybe they can't do what they want to do, or maybe they're just chasing the pain fires every day and putting out that fire because the patient's coming to them in pain every day. So massage and physical therapy work amazingly together. I love it when somebody comes to me and says, well, you know, I'm doing PT. So I'm like, great. Is it okay if I talk to your PT and then we can chat and I can hear from the PT who's already evaluated this person exactly what they think they want me to do, and then the three of us can sort of formulate a plan and we're off and running, and that person makes gains.
That's
like
cool.
Crazy.
Laura Brown is with us, 800-348-2551. Before we take the break, and then after the break we'll hit the phones, tell me about this Calmer treatment. I read a little of it on your website. I gather it's fairly uncommon in private practices. They're in hospitals and some rehabilitation places, but in private practice, haven't seen a heck of a lot of them. What does it actually do?
Calmare is wonderful. It's a pain treatment for neuropathic pain, so chronic nerve pain, which is an umbrella term for many different diagnoses. And it's a pain treatment, so it uses surface electrodes. It doesn't hurt. It's just like a tingling, humming sensation. And the wonderful thing about Calmare is if you're a good candidate, I'll know you're a good candidate before you come in.
How do you know?
Because I'll do a free consultation with the
But I mean, what makes a good candidate?
Well, they have to have a good, they have to have a compatible diagnosis. A Calmare, unfortunately, doesn't treat every kind of pain, so we have to have a compatible diagnosis that it will treat. And then I'll get on the phone with them and find out if they have any contraindications. Are they on any medications that conflict? And if not, then we're a green light to proceed. And we'll know in the first session if it's going to work because it does bring the pain down that quickly.
So it is electrical stimulation?
Yes.
Okay. And how long will, assuming it works, and I assume that on some patients it just doesn't work, but I'm sure it works on many. How long? Is it a permanent fix or is it something that, okay, I'm now on the train. I'm going to have to go every 3 weeks and have my Calmare?
No, not at all. And some people will have to come back for what we call a booster treatment.
Yeah.
And some people will have a booster, and that'll be it. They'll never have another booster. Some people will never come back to see me again. Some people, depending with these treatments, it depends a lot on the diagnosis, the severity, the comorbidities that the patient has, how well it's going to work and how long it's going to last. So some people never come back. Some people have a few booster sessions. And unfortunately, there are some diagnoses like stenosis. They're going to be on a maintenance program.
Interesting. I have many more questions about this and many other things about deep tissue massage. Laura Brown is our guest. 800-348-2551 is the number. And Zach, the engineer, I'm going to need some Calmare after that. That was very loud in my ears. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you. 800-348-2551 is the number. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. We talk about deep tissue massage and the Calmare treatment, physical therapy with Laura Brown of Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park. Let's see. Before we go to the phones, is there any controversy about the Calmare? Are there those detractors who say this is not right? I know it's in hospitals. I went to the website and looked at some of the places it is in. But are there those who say, this has got some drawbacks?
The drawbacks with the Calmare are the fact that it's not a billable service in New York State. So that's a drawback.
That's a drawback. Is it billable in any other states?
Not that I'm aware of, but I know it's used in Johns Hopkins and the Mayo Clinic, so
right.
It may be covered in other states.
Yeah, well, maybe New York will get around to it.
Yeah,
the number here is 800-348-2551. We'll begin in Albany, and Savannah, you're first. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wonder if your practice works with people with connective tissue disorders. I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and gosh, it's really, really annoying. And I wonder if you had any experience with that.
I do, and I'm sorry to hear that, but we do. And connective tissue disorders do very well if you want to find someone who does a lot of myofascial release techniques. Those are very good for connective tissue disorders. They're gentle, but they loosen up all that tissue that's covering the joints, the muscles. You know, the connective tissue covers everything inside of us. So they're gentle techniques. They release them. And I would say that I incorporate myofascial release in massage.
Now, can massage therapy be covered under any insurance at all? Not necessarily in New York, but are there any states where this is, billable?
Washington State bills for massage.
Why do you think that is, though?
If you would If you have no fault, you may be getting it covered.
In New York?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Savannah, you want to follow up?
No. I think I'm good. You can expect a new person signing up soon.
Sounds great, Savannah. I look forward to meeting you.
800-348-2551 is our number. It's Massage Therapy Today with Laura Brown, who is new on this program. How you feeling? You liking it so far?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like it.
No nerves? You're all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a little hesitation. All right. Let's see now. We will go to Red Hook. And Stephanie, you're on.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure.
My husband has had both shoulders be an incredible amount of pain, and he has lost so much sleep at night, and there's no significant tears. Nobody is saying bursitis or tendonitis or anything. He's not a tennis player or anything.
Yeah.
And I was, they talk about frozen shoulder, and I was wondering if you could tell me if you had any idea what frozen shoulder is, and would massage therapy, in addition to his physical therapy, be helpful, or the treatment, the Calmer treatment that you speak of?
Boy, I love this question. Thank you for asking that, because I love it when people do PT and massage together. And yes, so I gather he has a diagnosis of frozen shoulder?
No, they won't say frozen shoulder.
Okay.
And, you know, he's had a steroid shot in the one shoulder, which, mitigated some of the pain. They treated him for a bone spur in the other shoulder. But you know what? It still persists. And he wakes up in pain. And then, you know, he'll do the physical therapy and it sort of helps out. And then sometimes he gets stuck again. And so I'm always surprised at how much pain, like the shoulder can cause you know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Sure. And
because you can't sleep at night. You can't sleep on one side or the other.
Right.
You know, so nobody has diagnosed him as frozen shoulder, but
it does help us when
a nebulous.
Yeah, when we know what we're dealing with. And this is why I love when people have the two therapies together, because with his permission, I could talk to his PT, and I assume that they've screened his cervical spine, but I could make sure that they did that. And then, when we have pain like that and we have it for any period of time, we start getting secondary pain, because we get secondary issues of muscle guarding and spasming and stuff like that. And it sounds like that could be a problem for him in keeping him from sleeping, because then we don't sleep and then everything is 10 times worse because we didn't repair.
Right.
Our bodies didn't repair overnight. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, thank you very much for the call. The number here is 800-348-2551. Laura Brown of Capital Region Therapeutic Massage joins us today. And let's see, we'll go to Gilderland. Peter, you're on.
Yes, hello. I think you kind of touched on it, so there might not be much more to add, but talking about insurance, I've been to physical therapy for a couple issues, and it seems massage, I paid for some massage, and it has helped, but is there any direction where I have good Medicare, and I have a secondary Empire plan, but doesn't seem to be able to find any massage therapy that's covered? Is there any solution to that, or any direction we can try to help that along?
Yeah, I don't know of any massage therapists that reimburse via insurance, because it's so difficult, even under the best of circumstances. And some of us are, many of us are like myself, we're a one-person show, and insurance reimbursement, hospitals have an entire department of people to do that for them, and that's for a reason, because it is very difficult to get anywhere, and then we're denied, and by the time we're denied, we've seen somebody 12 times, and we're not getting paid for any of it. Mm. So it's very difficult, but I think as a whole, I believe one of the reasons they're not covered is because insurance companies want to see hard data. They want to see progress or a lack of progress. And when you're doing massages, you can measure range of motion, but pain is so subjective that there isn't a lot of that data available, but I think we're getting better as a profession at showing the world that we are a viable therapeutic tool. We are going to, in the long run, save them money because people can get off medication and not have to go to PT. So I think as a whole, it's getting better, but we're not there yet.
Okay. Well, thank you, Peter, very much. 800-348-2551 is the number. Laura Brown is our guest from Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park. You mentioned a couple calls ago myofascia release technique. Some of these terms you use, I may stop you and say, what is that?
Okay.
What is that?
Fair enough. Myofascial is myo meaning muscle, and fascia is the connective tissue that covers muscles. And it doesn't just cover muscles. It covers nerves. It covers blood vessels. It covers organs. And so when that, and it's like a big spider web inside the body. So when it gets tight in a certain area, it starts to pull on other areas. It's like it's like pulling a string. You know, I'm pulling this end, but it's getting tight down there.
Yeah. I hear that a lot from physical therapists. Mm-hmm. If somebody comes in with a pain in the knee, it may not be the knee that's the problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. We have to check. We have to screen the lumbar spine. We have to screen the hip. We have to take a look at their foot biomechanics to make sure that, you know, it could be present in the knee, but if they have a biomechanical problem in the foot, it's causing too much stress on the outside of the knee, and that's why they have pain, but it's not the knee.
Laura Brown is with us. Laura has a master's in physical therapy and is a licensed member of the American Massage Therapy Association. And how many members are in that association? Any idea? No? You're not the only one, right?
No, it's huge.
All right. Is there a convention?
Yes.
By the way, you said you're a one-person show?
Yes, sir.
You shook my hand when I met you today for the first time. You almost crushed it. You obviously do a lot of work. All right, let's go to Plattekill. Oren, you're on.
Hi, I have family members who have hypermobility, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and I accept the rationale for the myofascial release, but we're looking for a PT who specializes in EDS. Want to learn, you know, pelvic floor strengthening exercises, appropriate range of motion, because along with the EDS, they have POTS, the postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So there's an even greater, you know, desire to exercise and to sort of develop that, but it comes with extra risks because of the hypermobility. So we're looking for somebody who is really aware of these this trifecta.
So you really got out of the traditional physical therapy, even though you have the master's in that.
Right.
So this is not something you would do
specifically. I am laser focused on Calmer therapy. However, that doesn't mean that I'm in a bubble. I know a lot of fantastic pelvic floor physical therapists, and it is an up-and-coming thing. There's more and more all the time because this is really a problem that's really widespread. And there are some really outstanding physical therapists out there. So I'd be happy to have a chat and steer you right in the right direction.
Okay, well, feel free to email the program, Oren. It's voxpop@wamc.org, and we'll see if we can get that question answered for you. But there are plenty of physical therapists around. In fact, Matthew Goodemote, who is now traveling around, but he will be on this program. And if you want to call back, I think he's coming back in, I want to say, mid-July, and we're doing another physical therapy show. But thank you very much for calling. Number here is 800-348-2551. Regarding the Calmer, Laura, how many volts are we talking about there?
Oh,
I'm going to fry myself?
No. Max 5.5 microampules of electricity.
That's not the voltage. It's the amps. And that's a very small amount. So how do you know it's working, though?
I know it's working because the patient tells me it's working.
Yeah.
It works that quickly.
We have talked, you know, over the years about sort of not self-fulfilling prophecies, but psyching yourself into thinking things work. Is there any way to quantify how it does its thing, or is it kind of magic?
Well, it feels like magic.
Yeah.
But this Calmer, unfortunately, is not also a one shot and you're done. So the person comes back to me, they have their homework. They'll leave at a lesser intensity than they came in, and I'll say, tell me how long that lasted and at what time it went back, because it's not a one and done. We're training the brain. We're actually changing the neuroplasticity of the brain and training it. So like with any training, we do it over and over and over again.
Where do you put the electrodes?
I put them, it depends on where the person's pain is, because I put them surrounding the pain, but not within the pain.
But not on the head?
If they are coming to me for a migraine, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Now, it, could there be, I mean, the brain is, the body is full of electrical issues, electrical systems. Could this be a problem if it's, can it short circuit a brain?
No.
No.
No. Most people that ask me about Calmair have had TENS before.
What's that?
TENS therapy is very common. It's transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. It's a little box you get and you stick the electrodes on and you turn it up. That has anywhere from 50 to 130 microampules.
Wow.
And Calmair is 5.5 max.
Interesting.
So the worst thing that can happen with Calmair is it doesn't work.
Well,
now, obviously, I don't put it over sinus cavities. I don't put one in front of the heart and one on the back surrounding the heart area. But there are things that I don't do. But nope, the worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work.
Laura Brown is with us today. It's massage therapy and pain therapy. 800-348-2551. Calmair is strictly a pain relief technique?
Yes, it is.
Interesting. All right. To Northampton. And Martha, you're on.
Hi there. Yeah, I was just wondering if you if there's an association or some way we can find someone of your profession in the Western Mass area.
So there's the American Massage Therapy Association.
That's what
right?
I was just going to say. Yes, there's the American Massage Therapy Association, and within there will be a chapter per state.
Great.
That helps.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Martha. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Boy, I've been having trouble the last couple shows with my emails here. I have one, and I want to read it. Where is it? Here it is. This is from Nancy in Charlton. Massage is the subject heading, so okay. Multiple parts of my body are tight. I can't turn my head, bad posture, back problems, etc. Every time I get any type of massage, I get a headache, often hours later. I've asked for a gentle massage. I drink a lot of water. Doesn't matter. They feel so great in the moment, but headaches are vicious. Any ideas? That's from Nancy in Charlton.
Any ideas? Yeah, I would have a consult with a neurologist and see what the neurologist says about that.
So that's not a common thing after someone has a deep tissue massage to X number of minutes or hours later to have a headache?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, Nancy, thank you for that email. 800-348-2551. And now let's go to Chris in Johnstown. Chris, you're on with Laura Brown.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a oscillating therapy gun with lots of different attachments, and it has four different speeds on it. I use it quite often on my shoulders and my back, especially on the sides of my back, my trapezius. How deep is this going? And I know that there is no possible way to compare this to hand manipulation, but it feels good. It does the job, but should I be looking towards a professional massage in lieu of this gun?
I would say, why choose? Because it sounds like it's a great thing for you, and it sounds like something that would be fantastic for you to do in between massages. And so if you were getting a massage every other week, and you could maybe expand that to one a month, because what you're doing, great things in between, and I think do both. I mean, it sounds like it's working out really well for you, but maybe a professional massage thrown in every once in a while would just take you right over the top. And
said the massage therapist.
Well,
now,
yeah.
What is an oscillating therapy gun? What is that?
It looks like a big hammer, but it's got a motor and it's got different attachments, not unlike this microphone. Most of the time we're using a big fuzzy ball attachment.
Yeah. So I think I've seen this. I think baseball players have it in the do they have it in the dugout?
Yeah, it's like a little jackhammer.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that, Chris. And you like that, huh?
Yes, it's the deeper the better, the harder the better for me. But is this actually breaking up the muscle tissue that are stuck together, or is it just basically keeping it on the surface and not traveling deep into the tissue?
Yeah, I don't know how deep it's going to travel, but I will say I am not the foremost expert on oscillating therapy guns, but I don't know how deep that is traveling.
Okay.
And what you might do, ask your massage therapist if you see one, they may be able to locate for you some trigger points, and then I would say, have me use it on a trigger point. I'd say, here's a marker, mark on my back where I can go home and see it and do yourself trigger point therapy.
You just put a little X on somebody's back and say,
sure.
Aim here. All right, Chris, we got to take a break. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Massage Today with Laura Brown. We'll be back. Focus, some Dutch prog rock here on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. Before we get back to the show with Laura Brown, I do want to mention the lockbox is open at WAMC.org. Fund drive is underway. I think we've got something over 600,000 now in the kitty. If you want to make your pledge, we'll get this thing over with and get back to all regular programming. The only way we do that is to hit that $1 million mark, WAMC.org, and you guys have been great so far. Only maybe about a third to go. Laura Brown's our guest. Laura is a massage therapist and physical therapist, and Laura owns and operates Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park, New York. She is a one-person show, and she darn near broke my hand. She's got very strong hands when we shook hands. All right, so this email from Catherine. Would deep tissue massage help arthritis in the neck?
Yes. Now, let's not get too focused on the term deep tissue, because what would help arthritis of the neck is therapeutic, and therapeutic is an eclectic blend of techniques. Some sweeter, some deep tissue, some stretching, some positional release. There's a lot that goes in, and usually what most therapists do is they assess you. They get in there, palpate the muscles, and find out what they have in their toolbox that's going to help you the best. But there will be some deep tissue, I'm sure. But there will be some stretching, some traction, some trigger point release, some neuromuscular therapy, lots of different stuff, some myofascial techniques. We use it all. So,
what do the hot stones do?
Oh, hot stones. Hot stones are adding the benefit of heat to the massage. So they penetrate that muscle. They soften the tissue a little faster. They let us get in deeper a little easier.
Now, when you say you palpate.
Feel fantastic.
Really?
Yes.
I've never. I don't think I ever will. You mentioned palpating, and that's a term I often hear when we do physical therapy shows. What can you actually tell other than, oh, yeah, your shoulders are really tight? But you can sort of figure out a course of action for a potential patient just by giving it a squeeze?
Yes, because what we'll often do is you'll feel us. You may have a problem on the left, but we're going to feel the left and right together. We're going to be doing comparison. We're going to be trying to decipher which muscle or muscle group we're going to go after. So we may palpate just means we're it's purposeful touching. It's,
yeah.
That's we're investigating with our fingers, and we may move the head a little bit. So we may see where are you getting stuck in your movement. You know, you have active movement and then you have passive movement, which is where you relax, and we do it ourselves. And so that can tell us a lot about what we're going to do.
Laura Brown is with us from Capital Region Therapeutic Massage in Clifton Park, New York. By the way, what's your website before I forget?
It's www.capitalregiontherapeuticmassage.com.
Oh, self-explanatory. Let's go back to our phones. Mary Lou is in Wallkill. Hello, Mary Lou.
taking my call.
You bet.
I don't really know which body part to start with, so I'll. I had a piriformis tear, and I went to physical therapy, and that helped quite a bit. But I'm having psoas.
Okay.
She's pain. Having what?
Psoas.
Psoas. What is that?
Psoas. Thank you.
What is that?
Do you want to tell him, Mary Lou?
Somebody tell me.
It's a very, very deep pain around the belly button to the back.
Wow.
Yeah. Mine is one-sided with very bad hip pain, like arthritis pain, where I'm limping. I can't bring my left leg up the stairs. I have to take the stairs one at a time. I find it very difficult to even work. And I work at a, you know, on concrete all day. So I'm having a very bad time with the psoas pain.
So Mary
Lou, can you help with that?
Yes. I'm curious how long you've been limping.
Well, limping, I usually, if I get out of the car, I have to, you know, stand for a moment, and then I limp a little bit. But sometimes the longer I walk, the harder it is to walk. Sometimes yeah. my hips are so tight.
But has this been going on for weeks, months?
Oh, months. I've been okay. dealing with this pain because I didn't know where to turn, so I went to a pain doctor, and we have been doing shots for bursitis, and I did get shots in my back recently for some herniated discs, but that doesn't bother me at the moment. It's more the psoas pain that I'm okay. finding. I'm trying to do some isolating exercises that I found on YouTube, but it's been a long, drawn out pain since December.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that you addressed bursitis, because that was going to be my caution, is that when we have a pain in the psoas muscle and it causes us to limp, even if a bursitis wasn't there, it can develop because of our altered walking pattern. And so we can treat the psoas and be chasing, you know, the bursitis could be there and we wouldn't be addressing it. So I'm glad that you have addressed that. Psoas can be addressed with massage and released. If you are new to massage, have a conversation with your therapist. Feel very comfortable, because it is not one of the superficial muscles. It's one of the few things that we do in massage that doesn't always feel pleasant. It's very important to go slowly, work with the breath, because it is way down in there.
All right, Mary Lou, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. Laura Brown is here from Capital Region Therapeutic Massage. And to Cherry Valley we go. Tim, you're on.
Oh, hi. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a knee surgery last year, replacement. And from the moment, you know, the day after the surgery, my upper leg between my, you know, knee and the top of my leg feels like I was kicked with a horse. I mean, it's like so painful. And, you know, I went to physical therapy for 3 months, and I did an extra month of therapy, and it was just so persistently painful that I, you know, stopped doing that and just got back to normal walking and stuff. But I'm just wondering if that's like permanent, you know, nerve damage, because they used a tourniquet on my leg, and I think that may have like cut off circulation or done something that caused nerve damage.
Hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that kind of therapy, the Kale therapy or anything, would be beneficial.
You know, I would like to do a consult and talk about Calmare as a possibility for you, because one of the things that it treats is post-surgical pain.
Really?
And even people that have had this chronic pain for double-digit years have come in and had success. So that might be the thing for you, as opposed to massage.
Okay. Tim, thank you very much. So that might be something to look into. Laura Brown is our guest today. And now to, let's see, Gardner. And we go to Don. You're on.
Oh, hi. I have pain from lumbar stenosis, and I'm wondering if massage therapy would be helpful for that problem. It's between L4 and L5.
Yes, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, massage therapy can be helpful for lumbar stenosis. It does not fix the stenosis, of course, because that's a biomechanical problem. That's your architecture, and it's going to be there. But yes, like I was talking about before, we can develop some secondary issues because of the pain and the guarding. So massage will improve your quality of life. Unfortunately, can't take away the stenosis.
Yeah. All right, Don, thanks a lot. Are there any conditions where you get the call and you say, by golly, no, we can't do this? You're not a good candidate for massage.
For massage, no. There's not an awful lot that we can't work on and at least improve the quality of life with massage. Very few things like metastatic bone cancer. Yeah. Very, very few things that we can't. We have to say, no, I'm sorry. There are people I might refer to someone else who specializes in that. My prenatal ladies, my pregnant ladies, I can massage. I would probably send you to someone that just does that all day long, though.
Now, I don't remember exactly, but it's been a while since we've had young ones. But I thought that massages aren't necessarily the best idea if you're about to give birth or if you're preggers.
Well, I thought you would be hard-pressed to find someone who needs one more.
Okay, no, but can't you induce pregnancy or induce birth?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
No, there's no eject button on the feet, so no.
Oh, I don't know. I got five kids, and I thought I heard that. But you know what? I'm not a doctor or anything or a massage therapist, so let's go to Schenectady. Brooke, you're on.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
So yeah, it's fantastic. Massage could induce pregnancy. That's an amazing.
No, that's
thought.
Not, that was a poor turn of phrase.
No, I know.
That's a different massage.
I know, but I kind of liked it.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyway, bursitis and plantar fasciitis. What I'm wondering is, not for myself, the plantar fasciitis, but for both those situations, are those situations that you can relieve and improve, or can you totally get rid of it? The bursitis is for me. And I would really like to get rid of it completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Plantar fasciitis takes a long time with massage, and it takes someone doing nerve gliding massage. And
what's nerve gliding massage?
It's just
what's that?
It's just a special technique that we use. We shorten the area and then manually stretch it in a shortened position, then re-lengthen it. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's just a certain technique we use. But for those two issues, I am looking at an MLS laser. It's a class 4 laser treatment. So I would maybe, and I can't tell you, unfortunately, off the top of my head right now who has those, but I would look that up and look into it if you really want to get rid of these, because these are persistent. I want to call them repetitive motion injuries, but they kind of are in a way. So I would look for that.
Okay. Brooke.
You said MLS?
MLS laser. Yep.
MLS, yeah, and some of this is related to Lyme. So it was bursitis that was in the toes and the knee. Now it's in the shoulder. So anyway, all right, I'll look for MLS. And what do those letters stand for again? Sorry.
I believe it's the company.
Oh, it's a company. All right, Brooke. Thanks for the call, and I admire you being a smart aleck. I like that very much. You get bonus points.
Hey,
good
takes
job.
One to no one.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Karen in Amherst. You're on.
Oh, hi. I have a question about Thai massage. I get a lot of muscle aches and pains from sleeping on a futon for the past 6 years. And I just wondered, is that a type of therapeutic massage that you would recommend? I was considering
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. If you're new to massage, maybe get a massage. You know what? Thai massages. Yeah. I would be in pain if I slept on that futon for that long, too.
Well, they're horrible.
Yeah, they are. But I have a good friend, Karen, that does Thai massages. I'd be happy to refer you to her.
What's a Thai massage? You got to help me out here.
It's kind of a blend of, I'm not going to speak on it as well as she would, but I liken it to a blend of massage and yoga.
Ah.
So it's a massage. You're on the floor. You're also getting stretched at the same time.
Okay.
And that's Thai massage, and they're wonderful. But,
all right.
But, yeah, so I have
a... Is that something that... I'm losing muscle because I'm getting older, so I think that's why I'm having
a hard time.
I like it for you because I like how it will lubricate the joints as well and keep you nice and mobile. So I like Thai massage for you.
All right, Karen, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-25512. Albany and Reba, you're up.
Hi. I wanted to ask, my daughter has neuropathy in her feet, and it's painful. She doesn't have diabetes. It's not that kind of neuropathy. Could you talk about massage therapy for neuropathy in your feet?
I could talk about massaging the feet and probably the low back. Neuropathy is literally translates into nerve disease, so I would be talking to her about the Calmair treatment because that would really be the bullet train to getting her out of pain. She could have a massage.
I'm sorry, because I'm having trouble hearing you.
Come a little closer to the mic, Laura.
Sorry about that. I would be talking to her about the Calmair therapy treatment because the Calmair would really be the fastest way for her to get out of pain for neuropathy. Massage, you can have massage.
Okay, and the Calmair is K-A-L?
C.
C-A-L.
M-A-R-E.
C-A-L.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
You're
Reba.
Welcome. Thanks
Appreciate
for calling.
The call. 800-348-2551. This email came in from Stuart. I think we have enough time to read it. It's several paragraphs. In the past 4 years, I've had two hip replacements, elbow rebuild, ulnar transposition, and spinal fusion, L4, L5, S1. In addition, I have spondylosis and stenosis. I'm a 59-year-old male artist, and I require high levels of activity and must have strength and high dexterity. I've done many PT sessions, continue the exercises on my own now. Despite this, I have high levels of pain in my lower back and pain plus disability in my right quad, adductor, and flexor. Nothing I do seems to reduce this substantially. Would your type of therapy be helpful to me? I've used tens. What's tens?
Tens is that little electrical box that you can walk around with. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mixed results, says Stuart. Would your electrical therapy possibly be something for that? Do I need a physician referral, and does insurance cover it? That is from Stuart.
Well, unfortunately, Stuart, yes, you do need a referral from the doctor. It is not a billable service in New York, but we'll know in one session if it's going to work for you. So you would be investing in something only if it worked. And the worst thing that could happen is it wouldn't work. And I think for you that Calmair, if I'm being honest, would have moderate success at best because you have some issues in your spine that you're talking about that are the architecture of your spine, the stenosis, the spondylosis. It's the mechanics of your spine are changed, and that will be the way that it is. So we can't change that. So I think we'd have moderate success with the Calmair therapy. But I do think that you're someone who would very much benefit from getting massages as a regular part of your treatment plan, not once in a while. But you've got, did he say his spine was fused?
Yeah, I think he said
yeah.
L5,
yeah.
S1.
And so you lost mobility in that portion of your spine, and that does have an effect on the joints above it and the muscles around it. So I think that you could try Calmair. It will not hurt you, but I would not... I would maybe see if a regular massage plan would benefit you.
All right, Laura Brown, we're about done here. Just wondering now, you got your master's in physical therapy. Is there ever any part of you that says, oh gosh, I'd like to go back to the sort of orthodox physical therapy?
No, because I'm having a great time doing what I'm doing. I'm getting my hands on people. I'm changing them in a session. And sometimes with PT, that happens. And sometimes with PT, you have to rely on them to follow your plan and do what they need to do at home.
Yeah.
And to get somewhere, and you have to wait for that. I like my instant gratification.
It was fun having you on the show. Thank you for being
here.
Thank
you. Thank you for having me.
Support comes from Agricultural Stewardship Association, helping people conserve farmland in the Upper Hudson Valley. We conserve good farmland for good forever. agstewardship.org. At Mass Mocha, presenting a play reading of The Celestials, June 8th. At McQueen Adams, Blend of Music on stand-up, June 10th. massmocha.org. Once again, thanks to Laura Brown of Capital Region Therapeutic Massage for being here today. Remember, just want to put this out there, massage does not and never will induce pregnancy. Just saying. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer, and Susie Checkeye screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., it's Food Friday, and we welcome our buddy, Chef Rick Orlando. We'll see you for that.